Joan McKenzie on Radio Now, 833-563-2539. How did your parents embarrass you in front of a date or your significant other? This story is, I don't know, it gives me hope of being a dad one day if I have a daughter, because I am going to be the worst. A man in England embarrassed his daughter. I guess she had a new boyfriend, and he gave him a son-in-law material quiz. I guess he found it online. The quiz included questions such as, where do you see yourself in 5 years? See, I don't think that's a terrible question. It's a legit question to ask, not that embarrassing. Do you have a temper? I think it's a very good question to ask.
No, I like that one.
What is your history with pornography?
Oh my gosh.
But do
like right off the bat?
Yeah, I guess he went right in. So how many women have you been with before you've been with my daughter? And will you be prepared to look after my beehive when I go on a holiday? Because I guess the guy is a beekeeper. So would that embarrass you, though? Like if somebody asked you that on the first date? Why?
I'm just thinking I would be like in the daughter's place. I would be mortified. You're just like finishing up, getting ready, maybe upstairs. I obviously assume you still live at home and your dad is asking these things. How many women have you been with about pornography and stuff?
Guys.
But as a dad, don't you want to know that kind of stuff?
I can top all of these by 100.
What happened?
Like my heart is already getting heavy and I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. So when my mom... For the first time met my ex, my ex lived out of state and he came over.
Okay.
And he was helping me pack and we were getting ready to move to San Diego. I told my mom it was just a friend helping me pack because she didn't even know that I liked guys at the time. So she kind of put two and two together. We were just getting ready to leave and she goes, hold on, family meeting. So I told my ex, I was like, oh, you could go over there. She was like, no, he can come too. In the kitchen, me, her, and him, she whips out the Bible, and starts telling us
what?
How, guys are supposed to be with girls and all that. I will say, I don't like to get religious or political on the show, but, she's, over the past 7 years, she's become more open, but, can you talk about, oh my gosh, terrifying the first time.
Were you trying
to
bolt out of there? Or what happened then?
That's exactly what happened. It was okay, mom, love ya, moving out of the house for good now, bye.
Yeah.
And left.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah.
That's a good one to kind of set the tone this morning. Okay.
Okay.
833-563-2539. How did your parents embarrass you in front of a date? Or maybe you are a parent and you're pretty darn proud of what you did. Taz, you're on Joan McKenzie. What's your story?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I love you guys, first of all. I have special needs children, and they're starting to listen to you guys every morning.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Love you more.
But, yes, my son was in high school, and he was bad. He wouldn't stay in class. So I got tired of them calling me, so I told him I'd be up there. And I walked in their classroom with my pajamas, my rollers in my hair, my big flat slippers, and my robe. And I sat right next to him, and I said, hi, I'm Damien's mom. What's up, guys? And he was so embarrassed, and his girlfriend was right next to him, and I didn't know that, and yeah.
Wow, that was probably a short-lived romance, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was like, that's your mom for real? And he said, I don't know about her right now.
Aww.
That's insane.
That's
Taz.
A great story, though. You guys can share. I love that.
833-563-2539. What did the parent or parents do that they just embarrassed the crap out of you in front of a date? Let's go to Jocelyn this morning. Hey, you're on Joan McKenzie. What happened?
So we had a family party for football, and I invited a guy that I liked, which we were just really cool friends. And he went off to the restroom, and some of the people who were there asked my parents who he was. And my dad's like, oh, I'm pretty sure he's like my future son-in-law or something. But right when he said that, my friend walked out of the restroom and heard that. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because he didn't even know that I liked him that way. I wanted to die.
And then what happened? Are you dating him now?
No. No. No.
Did that scare him away?
No, it just turns out that we weren't actually as compatible as I thought we were going to be. So,
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. Dang it.
Hey, Jocelyn, thank you for calling in. We got some more calls I'll get to in just a second. What happened? How'd your parents embarrass you in front of a date? Also coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. So don't go anywhere. We're Joe and McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
How did your parents embarrass you in front of a date? We want to hear the story. We're not going to judge too much. 833-563-2539. Chelsea, we'll kick it off with you. What happened?
Well, it was my senior prom, and my date came to my house to pick me up. I thought everything was fine. We were leaving halfway to the car, and then my dad comes on the porch and yells at him, "Bring my daughter the same way she left."
Oh, my gosh.
What did he mean? Like, don't chop you up into no, that's morbid.
Probably all things.
Now, yes. Chelsea, we need to know, did he bring you back the same way he picked you up?
He tried not to, but I wasn't going
for it. Oh, he didn't.
So, yeah, he brought me back the same way I was.
He did not listen to your daddy. He tried.
No, he did not.
All right, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. She's like, yeah, you ain't going to get none of this.
Flip some pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Miranda, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What happened to you?
All right. So when I was little, probably like 6 years old, I, for some reason, decided that I wanted to shave my eyebrows off. Yeah, so that's pretty embarrassing, and I'm totally outing myself right now. But so that was around Christmas time, and so we, of course, we had to go see Santa Claus with my eyebrows shaved off, and we got a picture taken, and now every Christmas that picture sits on top of the mantel place, and every time I get a new relationship, that's the very first thing they include.
That is
awesome. Still bringing that one up, huh?
That is classic. There's a picture that my parents had done of my sisters and I, and it is horrific. I think they took each of our worst feature and emphasized them. We look like goblins. And same thing, like every Christmas, every time we get together, it's just like super embarrassing.
Oh, I thought those were Halloween decorations you had on.
No, it's hideous.
Hey, Miranda, thank you for calling in. We'll go to Hannah this morning at 833-563-2539. Hannah, what happened?
So I've been dating this guy for 2 months, and at my grandma's funeral, my dad just approaches this guy, hasn't met him or anything, and just goes, "So what do you love about my daughter?" Oh. No hi, hello, just what do you love about her?
I kind of dig that, though. I think that's kind of a sweet dad
at a
move.
Funeral?
Oh, my God, it freaked him out.
I'm sure it freaked him out.
Yeah, but I bet he wanted to be dead, too, at the time.
I know.
Yeah. Jeez, Hannah, thank you for calling in. You don't think it's a little freaky if a guy's like, "So, tell me what you like most about my daughter. By the way, doesn't her grandma look beautiful?"
Well,
oh, yeah, the
I
fact
know.
That it was at the funeral.
At the funeral, okay. But I think in general, I think that's kind of a sweet question from a dad.
So, okay. You kind of brought up a thing about your parents. One thing with my wife, Lindsay, which I love, 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 love that happened to her, is my wife, when she was younger, her aunt, I guess, maybe they still do, cut hair. And so she cut my wife's hair, but my wife had a baby mullet.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Like a bowl cut in the front, long in
but
the back.
Yes, but like the way her, like my wife has an odd shaped head as a child, and the way it was shaped with the mullet in the back, it was like, it looked like a, like, you ever see pictures like people of Walmart?
Yeah.
It looked like my wife could have been on that profile.
Aw, Liz.
So when I saw that, like, and got to, like, start dating her, they showed me those, like, "Oh, let's show you some photos of Lindsay." And then she's cute. She's cute. I'm like, what? What is that, a mutant baby? What happened? Wait.
A mutant baby.
You kind of look like a mutant right now with your makeup
like,
on, Joe.
I love you calling other people out because we're the box of shame. You look so scary.
Well, thank you. Yes, if you missed it.
Scary beautiful.
I got my makeup done by everybody on the show. Gotta be honest, they're not that good at makeup. Coming up next, a guy tried to avoid a DUI, and he said, "You know what? An electric scooter doesn't count right." We'll tell you about his bar-hopping escapades after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita.